I remained, by day hiding myself in a tree, and at night walking about the open part of the island. Thus I continued for the space of 2 months, and I perceived that, on the western side of the island, the water of the sea every day retired, until after 3 months the land that had been beneath it became dry. Rejoicing at this, and feeling confident now in my escape, I traversed this dry tract, and arrived at an expanse of sand, whereupon I emboldened myself and crossed it. I then saw, in the distance, an appearance of fire, and advancing toward it, found it to be a palace, overlaid with plates of red copper, which, reflecting the rays of the sun, seemed from a distance to be fire. And when I drew near to it, reflecting upon this sight, there approached me an old sheik, accompanied by 10 young men who were all blind of one eye, at which I was extremely surprised. As soon as they saw me, they saluted me and asked me my story, which I related to them from first to last, and they were filled with wonder. They then conducted me into the palace, where I saw 10 benches, upon each of which was a mattress covered with blue stuff, and each of the young men seated himself upon one of these benches, while the sheik took his place upon a smaller one. After which they said to me, "Sit down, O young man, and ask no question respecting our condition, nor respecting our being blind of one eye." Then the sheik arose and brought to each of them some food, and the same to me also. And next he brought to each of us some wine, and after we had eaten, we sat drinking together until the time for sleep, when the young men said to the sheik, "Bring to us our accustomed supply," upon which the sheik arose and entered a closet, from which he brought upon his head 10 covered trays. Placing these upon the floor, he lighted 10 candles and stuck one of them upon each tray. And having done this, he removed the covers, and there appeared beneath them ashes mixed with pounded charcoal. The young men then tucked up their sleeves above the elbow, and blackened their faces, and slapped their cheeks, exclaiming, "We were reposing at our ease, and our impertinent curiosity suffered us not to remain so." Thus they did until the morning, when the sheik brought them some hot water, and they washed their faces and put on other clothes. On witnessing this conduct, my reason was confounded. My heart was so troubled that I forgot my own misfortunes, and I asked them the cause of their strange behaviour. Upon which they looked toward me and said, "O young man, ask not respecting that which doth not concern thee, but be silent, for in silence is security from error." I remained with them a whole month, during which every night they did the same, and at length I said to them, "I conjure you by Allah to remove this disquiet from my mind, and to inform me of the cause of your acting in this manner, and of your exclaiming, 'We were reposing at our ease, and our impertinent curiosity suffered us not to remain so.' If ye inform me not, I will leave you and go my way." On hearing these words, they replied, "We have not concealed this affair from thee, but in our concern for thy welfare, lest thou shouldst become like us, and the same affliction that hath befallen us happen also to thee." I said, however, "Ye must positively inform me of this matter." "We give thee good advice," said they, "and do thou receive it, and ask us not respecting our case. Otherwise thou wilt become blind of one eye like us." But I still persisted in my request, whereupon they said, "O young man, if this befall thee, know that thou wilt be banished from our company." They then all arose, and taking a ram, slaughtered and skinned it, and said to me, "Take this knife with thee, and introduce thyself into the skin of the ram, and we will sew thee up in it, and go away. whereupon a bird called the roc will come to thee, and taking thee up by its talons will fly away with thee, and set thee down upon the mountain. Then cut open the skin with this knife, and get out, and the bird will fly away. Thou must arise as soon as it hath gone, and journey for half a day, and thou wilt see before thee a lofty palace, encased with red gold, set with various precious stones, such as emeralds and rubies. And if thou enter it, thy case will be as ours. For our entrance into that palace was the cause of our being blind of one eye. And if one of us would relate to thee all that hath befallen him, his story would be too long for thee to hear. They then sewed me up in the skin, and entered their palace. And soon after there came an enormous white bird, which seized me, and flew away with me, and set me down upon the mountain. Whereupon I cut open the skin, and got out. And the bird, as soon as it saw me, flew away. I rose up quickly, and proceeded toward the palace, which I found to be as they had described it to me. And when I had entered it, I beheld, at the upper end of a saloon, 40 young damsels, beautiful as so many moons, and magnificently attired, who, as soon as they saw me, exclaimed, "Welcome, welcome, O our master and our lord, we have been for a month expecting thee. Praise be to God, who hath blessed us with one who is worthy of us, and one of whom we are worthy." After having thus greeted me, they seated me upon a mattress, and said, "Thou art from this day our master and prince, and we are thy handmaids, and entirely under thy authority." They then brought to me some refreshments, and when I had eaten and drunk, they sat and conversed with me, full of joy and happiness. So lovely were these ladies, that even a devotee, if he saw them, would gladly consent to be their servant, and to comply with all that they would desire. At the approach of night, they all assembled around me, and placed before me a table of fresh and dried fruits, with other delicacies that the tongue cannot describe, and wine, and one began to sing, while another played upon the lute. The wine cups circulated among us, and joy overcame me to such a degree as to obliterate from my mind every earthly care, and make me exclaim, "This is indeed a delightful life." I passed a night of such enjoyment as I had never before experienced, and on the morrow I entered the bath, and after I had washed myself, they brought me a suit of the richest clothing, and we again sat down to a repast.